ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have started the story of Upakosala Kamalayana. Upakosala was a very earnest student like Satyakamajabala, and we also studied the story of the Satyakamajabala. I deliberately used the word studied because otherwise the stories have tremendous meaning for us. As we contemplate, we understand better and more. So this Upakosala studied under or had chosen Satyakamajabala as his guru, went and joined him and studied under Satyakama for 12 years. That shows to us Satyakamajabala had become an independent guru, and we also know how he got the knowledge of Brahman purely through intuition, as if through the instrumentality of the four gods. Under him, Upakosala studied for 12 years, and usually 12 years is the period. Then what happened? Samavartana, there is a ceremony after 12 years, more or less the teacher as well as the students understand that their study period is over. They return back and then they settle down. Most of them settle down as householders, married people, and we also saw how they were given excellent guidelines how to lead a garhasthya jivana, a married householder's life, ideal householder's life. That is called, that ceremony is called Samavartana. And at the end of 12 years, Satyakamajabala called all those who completed the studies, gave them the convocation address and sent them home. That rite is called Samavartana rite. But even though Upakosala studied for 12 years, he was not called. Then Satyakamajabala, the teacher, he wanted to go on a pilgrimage without instructing Upakosala. So the student became depressed, dejected, and then he stopped eating. And the wife of the Satyakamajabala, that means he also, after returning from his guru, he got married. Now, some of us might have the doubts. After attaining Brahmajnana, there is the need for marrying. Usually, there must be some desires. But we need to understand that once a person realizes God, then it is only God who will make the person do what God wants him to do. God takes over. So, not that everybody, because of desires, married. Sri Ramakrishna married did not because of desire. In fact, just to the contrary. So there were so many rishis. The father of Sri Ramakrishna was considered a rishi, even though he had children, but he had attained so many visions of gods, goddesses, and in the end, Antakaleva, Mameva, Smaran Muktva Kalibharam, Raghuveer, three times he remembered with full consciousness and then left his body. His life clearly illustrates, even in this modern age, one can live the life of a rishi, and I am specially mentioning because we should not compare Sri Ramakrishna, because Kshudiram was an ordinary person, though extraordinary, but not an avatara. Sri Ramakrishna was an avatara. He got married to show what is an ideal householder life. And he also asked Naga Mahashaya to lead an householder's life, even though Sri Ramakrishna knew that Naga Mahashaya was more than most fitted to live a pure sannyasin's life. Even though he was married, he was living a sannyasin's life only in order not to be tempted by some of these desires, common desires. Naga Mahashaya used to spend most of the nights by climbing a tree. We have to imagine how he could do that. So, Sri Ramakrishna asked him not to become a monk and purely to lead a householder's life, but an ideal householder's life. So there are people who may be householders, but their lives are exemplary. So after 12 years of education, the vow of celibacy ends and the students are asked to return home with a convocation address that is called practical Vedanta. So the guru did it for all the other brahmacharis, but not for this particular student. Upakosala waited expectantly for the teacher to call him also, but he did not. And then he was about to depart on a pilgrimage. The guru's wife took pity upon him and told, this student led an exemplary student's life. He served the fires, your fires, for 12 years with tremendous sadhana, tremendous austerity. So why are you not teaching him? Satyakamaja Bala smiled at her, did not utter a word in answer, and just smilingly left. The guru, Satyakamaja Bala, ignored the words and went on a pilgrimage. Now, why did not the guru do it? That is the question that comes. So, was he taking out on Upakosala? No, because who can know the mind of a student better than a teacher? So, Satyakamaja Bala clearly knew that this child of mine is ready for instruction. Just as I had received intuitively, though through the instrumentality as it were, and we have to understand, same inner voice can come out through the outer some instrument, some form. So my student need not return. He will also very soon be enlightened. Now, that also shows why did he give samavartana to the other students? Because it is my guess that he did not feel the others were ripe for this Brahma Vidya. So, he did what is the usual custom and sent them away. But he kept, because by the time he returns, he knew that his student also will be enlightened and he will be clarifying some points further. But the student is absolutely ready to be instructed exactly like himself through the faces of the fires, instrumentality of the fires. So we discussed so far and now we come to the third mantra. Saha Vyadhina Nashitum Dadre Tam Acharya Jaya Uvacha Brahmacharin Ashana Kim Nu Na Ashnasi Iti Saha Uvacha Bahavaha Ime Asmin Purushe Kamaha Nanatyaya Yadhibihi Pratipurnaha Asmi Na Asishyami Iti. So the Brahmacharin, out of mental grief, began to fast. The teacher's wife is more than one's own mother at that time. She knows these children must be terribly missing their own mothers. So she becomes like a grandmother looking after them. Most of the cases, it was like that. So she observed he was not eating. Then she addressed him and said, O Brahmachari, why are you not eating? Why do you not eat? He said, referring to himself in the third person. Very interesting. There are in a man like me many desires directed to various objects. I am full of sorrows. I will not eat. Saha means upakosala. Ha, indeed, vyadhina. many mental worries, not nothing physical, completely mental depression, dejection, low mindedness, no enthusiasm, nashitum na asitum tadre. He started not eating food. Tam acharya jaya uvacha. Tam addressing him, jaya means wife, acharya jaya, guru patni uvacha. Brahmacharin upakosala ashana, please come and eat. Kimnuna ashnasite, why are you refusing to eat? Please come and eat. Saha uvacha. And he replied to this loving cajoling of the Guru Patni, Bahavaha ime asmin purushe. Asmin purushe. In this man, in this person, referring to himself. That means he was aware. So, yogasya prathamam dvaram pratyak pravanata. When a person starts practicing spiritual disciplines, what is the very first result? Pratyak pravanata. Every thought that arises is completely known to this person. Unconsciousness doesn't exist for a yogi. Every thought that this person, that arises in his mind, as if he is sitting in front of him with wide open eyes, and then he will be observing it. Swami Vivekananda, Swamiji, beautifully observes. In a real yogi, even before a negative thought, unspiritual thought, even before it pops out, as if a small seedling is about to break out of the earth, immediately the person becomes completely aware. So, then he can kill it. It is very easy to kill something. Once it starts rooting and growing up, the more it grows, the more difficult it is to eradicate. Not only that, how does a thought grow? Because we are talking about unconscious thought. How does it grow? Unconsciously, it goes on mulling again and again and again. What is worry? Like a broken gramophone record. Something goes on and on and on. Most of the time, we may be doing something. Sri Ramakrishna gives a beautiful example to illustrate this. In a village, there will be what is called grain huskers, and then they also sell. So usually a lady will be there, and there will be husking rod, and it will be falling. Either some servant is going. They lift it, and then with quite good force, put it on the grain, which is in a small depression in a stone, like a hole they make. And this lady had to stir it so that what is at the bottom comes up and what is at the top goes down, and then lot of customers come. And she is talking and she is doing everything. How much you want, and last time you owe me so much, like that. Everything is in her head. And she was dealing with lots of people. But her mind, 90% of her mind is fixed on her hand, which is moving the grain there. Because if she becomes negligent, a rod will fall. And that is called yoga. So a person who is really practicing spiritual disciplines, he should be aware of these thoughts. And here we see, Upakosala, he became completely aware. And he is addressing, he is replying to the Guru Patni, Asmin Purushe, in this person, me, Bahavaha ime. Ime means these, Bahavaha, many, many, Kamaha, desires, Nanatyaya, Yadivihi, very difficult or sorrow producing thoughts. Vyadhi bihi, used this word vyadhi, diseases, that is mental diseases. And by them, nanathyaya pratipurnosmi, I am full of these things. Na asishyami iti, I am going on a satyagraha, I will not be eating, I cannot eat, because my mind refuses to eat. Many depressed people, also that will be the condition. So what are these kamas? We have to be very intelligent in interpreting these things. This person who served the fires for 12 years, he can have only upper desires, higher desires, spiritual desires, desires what is called sreyo desires, not preyo desires. So this person must be filled. Why did my teacher, he sent everybody away, he did not send me, all those things. So that is what we have to understand. Saha, that means this upakosala, vyadhina nashitum tadhre. So his mind was very much agitated, disturbed. So he says, my mind was disturbed. And then he was very frank about it. How can I eat? Because I am having a higher desire. and it was not fulfilled. And my guru went away. I do not know when he is going to come. So I had a desire to learn very many higher things. I am not going to eat. That was his reply. But you know, he served the Agnis. This is the reference we get. For 12 years, he served Guru's Agnis. And he was a householder. So there are three Agnis are there. We have to understand. Though I referred briefly, but little in some more detail, I'll be talking about them right now. So every upper caste householder, especially Brahmins, and especially Orthodox Brahmins, are supposed to keep up three types of fires. In ancient India, that was a rule. So, what are those fires? The first one is called Garhapatya Agni. It is called Garhapatya Agni because it is related to the householder. Grihastha's Agni is called Garhapatya Agni. When this person will be married, he will be given a little bit of his father's Garhapatya Agni. And this young man, after marriage, has to make it his because previously he was not a Grihastha. Now he has become a Grihastha. So he has to tend and that fire becomes his personalized fire. So he starts tending it by himself. So after marriage, the householder lights this fire and it should continue. It should never go out. It should continue to burn as long as he lives. But this fire is extinguished only on two occasions. When this householder dies, then his body will be burned. So they will put his body on some firewood. But that firewood has to be lighted up only by the fire taken from this Garhapatya Agni, not from any other fire. That Nitya Agni, it will be eternally burning in a small place where there is no wind and they will be having small. Every now and then they look into it so that the fire is kept burning and that will be there. The first occasion when the person is dead. If he is not dead, second occasion when he takes to the life of sannyasa. You know, in the olden days, according to our Vedas, life is divided into four ages. The age for learning and digesting what is called Vedic knowledge, chanting, including chanting, Sikshavalli. Then learning the what is called upasanas. Because for a householder, upasana is a very important discipline. Then afterwards, when he comes back, he has to continue those upasanas until he enters into the second stage or rather third stage called Vanaprasthashrama. Then whatever is being done physically, externally, now has to be done mentally, spiritually. That is called upasana. Worship, contemplation, that is called upasana. Because age also will be there and to perform lot of rituals, tremendous amount of energy is needed. Even if energy is there, our rishis have made such, now you have done your best, you are married, you led a good life, produced offspring and you brought them up. Now they are also kept on their own feet. Now it is time for you to retire. As I mentioned earlier, Ramakrishna's dharmasthapana, how did he do? This is one of the things in childhood one has to learn. And then most of the people get married. That is called Grihastashrama. And then he should lead an ideal householder life. And we see in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna that there are certain special chapters advised to householders. Even though most of the things are only like that. So this one of the fires we are talking about, especially in the families of Orthodox Brahmins, from the father's Garhapatya Agni, one has to borrow and that would be the son's own treasure. And that has to be maintained until he dies or until he takes to the life of Vanaprastha. As we know, this fire is to be maintained and when a person takes to sannyasa, which is mandatory almost, after Vanaprasthashrama and even during Vanaprasthashrama, he is not supposed to do external rituals. That's why just now I said only what is called contemplations, mental contemplations. When he progresses further, then he will take to sannyasa. At that time, we are supposed to do, or each sannyasin is supposed to do his own funeral or Shraddha ceremony. Antyesh is called the last rite because sannyasi is one who is still alive. So he will do with the help of a pujari his own last rite. But a dead person, his sons have to do that. Usually the eldest son has to do it. So these are the two occasions when a person will not have anything to do with this Garhapatya Agni. This is the first fire. Then whenever this householder has to do some special ritual, and in the Vedic times, plenty of these rituals are there. So Agnihotra is a most common thing, and for the fulfillment of various desires, for example, Putra Kamyashti, Dhana Kamyashti, or Shatrujaya Kamyashti, then a person has to do different types of rituals. Then what he does, he has to usually gather some firewood and lit it. And that litting of the firewood, which are meant for the fulfillment of certain desires, that fire has to be borrowed, the Garhapatya Agni. From there, a small firewood is lit, and then with that, usually there is some way of doing it, and the ritual has to be completed with that. That's why it is called Ahavaniya. Ahava means fetching. One has to fetch from that original fire called Garhapatya Agni. And when the karma is over, it is added to the original fire again. After that, he will take and again put back to the Garhapatya Agni. That is the second Agni called Ahavaniya Agni. And there is something called Dakshina Agni. During certain rituals, the person who is doing these rituals has to face the east and towards his right hand, which is called southern side. If a person is facing the east, his right side will be the southern direction. Another fire has to be lit for some specific rituals. This is called Dakshina Agni. Dakshina Agni, the fire which is to be seen in the southern side, kept to be lit and maintained for offering things now and then. So two Agnis will be there, Ahavani Agni in front and Dakshina Agni by the side. And then sometimes what is called uncooked rice, raw rice or grains, have to be put into this what is called this Ahavaniya Agni. That's why it is also called Anvaharya Pachana Agni. Anvaharya means uncooked. Pachana, cooked. Anvaharya means uncooked, have to be given. That's why the name of the fire itself is called Anvaharya Pachana Agni, is the name. So these three fires discussed. Now Upakosala became dejected and he stopped. A Upanishad abruptly carries on this story. What does it say now? Said these three fires have been served, just like if some servant or servants served us whole life with the greatest love and tenderness and protectiveness, and right from childhood the children are there, look upon these attendants themselves as their own parents. And then when these children grow up, then you see they look after these people. So like that, these Brahmin children have been taught to lit the fire and do it. So like the devoted attendants serving the household, especially the children, so the students, the householders, especially the student Upakosala, had served these fires for how long? For 12 years. And there are certain methodologies where to sit and how to meditate, what to offer, etc., etc. And without deviating even once, with full concentration, and that was the Karma Yoga. Just as his own guru did Karma Yoga, he also was tending the cows and he also was serving the fires. That's why the fires were pleased. So when the right time came, then they manifested themselves. What are these fires? These fires are not called just as you get up some firewood and lit and call it a fire. They are none other than the devatas, Adhishtana Devata. We have seen Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Surya Devata and Prana Devata. Four fires in the case of Satya Kama Jabala, they manifested. That is the intuitive power of Satya Kama now reflected in the form of these external instruments like mirrors. And that is what happened, is going to happen to Upakosala. Now these three Agnis are mentioned here, not four. And then they got together and said, this student had served us very well. Now we cannot leave him like that. He is depressed because His guru did not teach him, but the devatas, they only revealed themselves to Satyakamajabala. So they said, no, we are just as we revealed to Satyakamajabala, even though his guru was there in the ashrama, gurukula, but not in the forest. But here also the guru was absent, even though he was in the house itself. But the fires were pleased how his Upakosala had served them and decided to bestow their grace. What we have to understand is that these fires are none other than the Ishtadevata, but appearing in the form like Sri Ramakrishna. He was completely merged in Nirvikalpa Samadhi for 6 months after his Advaita teacher Totapuri had left. Completely for 6 months, he was barely conscious of the external world. 6 months passed. We know a holy man, a sadhu, suddenly came from somewhere. Somewhere means the Divine Mother only had sent. How do we know? Because that sadhu could understand that Divine Mother has a purpose for this holy man. I must see that he keeps his prana bare to the bare minimum though. For 6 months, nearly 6 months, this holy man served Sri Ramakrishna, even often beating his body with a stick for the purpose of bringing Sri Ramakrishna's mind down. And whenever he found that the body became a little bit conscious, or Sri Ramakrishna became conscious of the, just barely conscious of the external world, then that sadhu used to keep some cooked food ready, and immediately he used to put that food inside the push, like what we call a small ball inside the mouth of Sri Ramakrishna. And Sri Ramakrishna was describing, sometimes a little bit of used to go inside, sometimes most of the time, most of the food used to only slip down from the mouth, but what reached the stomach was enough to keep his body. But that's not our point. Our point is, at the end of 6 months, he heard a divine voice, Bhava Mukhe Thaku, remain in the threshold of Bhava Mukha, which is between the absolute and the relative. Now, how did he get the commandment? Ramakrishna said it was through a woman called Ramani, and she was not a good woman at all. So, Divine Mother appeared in the form of a Ramani and commanded him, Bhava Mukhe Thaku, because Ramakrishna was born to propagate Dharma, not to be in this Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So, how did he hear? Through this woman called Ramani. Exactly in the same way, here also Upakosala, Satyakamajabala, he got in the form of one, what is called the fire, the sun, and the Prana Devata, and Vayu Devata, etc. So, two fires, Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, and a swan, and a water bird called Madhgu, but they were all devatas. Four devatas in four different forms. Here also, same phenomena is going to be repeated with one small exception, that in the case of Satyakamajabala, it is four fires. And now it is only three fires, as we discussed just now, that Garhapatyagni and Dakshinagni and Anvaharya Pachanagni. Now, what happened? Satyakamajabala, even though his wife pleaded with him, he smiled, did not reply at all. Probably she would not have understood, and he is left smiling. Why? Because he had faith. Just as he had been revealed the truth about complete Brahman, that the same fires, I know my child Upakosala attended to these fires beautifully, and I know they are going to teach. With that faith only he went. Not that I will keep this brahmachari here and let him serve me like a bond slave. No, the brahmagnani guru, he knows everything. So he just told him, hoped, smiled, and he went away. But of course, Upakosala didn't understand it. He became depressed. But the fires now had an emergency meeting, and they consulted among themselves. So, what did the person do? These Agnis do. So, these Agnis, they consulted among themselves. And the three fires together taught Upakosala two types of upasana. One upasana is called Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Karya Brahma Upasana, and Ishvara Upasana, Karana Brahma Upasana. Because if you remember, Virat Brahma is the Karya effect. Every effect must have the cause. Who is the cause? Hiranyagarbha. But in his turn, Hiranyagarbha is also an effect. Every effect must have a cause. So, who is the cause of Hiranyagarbha? ఈశ్వర ఉపాసన. సో ఫస్ట్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన అండ్ దెన్ ది ఫైర్స్ థాట్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ ది కలెక్టివ్ సటిల్ బాడీ. అఫ్ కోర్స్ వీ హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హీ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ విరాట్ ఆల్సో, హూ ఇస్ ది కలెక్టివ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్ యూనివర్సల్, ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్ టుగెదర్. అండ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ అన్ ఎఫెక్ట్ అండ్ హీఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ది కాజ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఆర్ హూజ్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ హిరణ్య గర్భ వాజ్ అట్ ఎ లోయర్ లెవెల్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ కారణ బ్రహ్మ. ది కాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ ది కాజ్, ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ది కాజ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కారణ శరీర, వ్యష్టి కారణ శరీర. ఇండివిజువల్ కాజల్ బాడీ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రజ్ఞ. కలెక్టివ్ కాజల్ బాడీ, ఆల్ ది కాజల్ బాడీస్ టుగెదర్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఈశ్వర. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఏ ఫైర్స్ ఫస్ట్ థాట్ ఈజ్ టు. అండ్ లేటర్ ఆన్ సపరేట్లీ దే హావ్ థాట్ ఈచ్ వన్. ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు టీచ్ ఫోర్ ఫేజెస్ ఆఫ్ మై ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్. ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హావ్ థాట్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ హ్యాడ్ హ్యాపెండ్. నౌ యూ విల్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫోర్త్ మంత్ర అండ్ దెన్ ఐ ఆల్రెడీ ఫోర్ స్టాల్డ్ వాట్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సెల్ ఫోర్. అథ అగ్నయః సమాధిరే తప్తో బ్రహ్మచారి కుశలం నః పర్యచారి హంత అస్మై ప్రబ్రవామ ఇతి తస్మై హ ఊచుః ప్రాణో బ్రహ్మ కం బ్రహ్మ కం బ్రహ్మేతి. సో అథ హ, సో వెన్ సీయింగ్ దిస్ ఉపాసక కళు ఉపకోసల ఉపాసక ది ఫైర్స్ సమూదిరే దే టాక్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ దెమ్ సెల్స్. వాట్ డిడ్ దే టాక్? అగ్నయః త్రీ ఫైర్స్ యాజ్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ త్రీ ఫైర్స్. అథ నౌ సీయింగ్ ఉపకోసల ఇన్ దట్ కండిషన్ హ ఇండీడ్ అగ్నయః ఆల్ ది త్రీ అగ్నిస్ టుగెదర్ లెటర్ ఆన్ దే విల్ టీచ్ ఇండివిజువల్ బట్ హియర్ టుగెదర్ సమూదిరే దే టాక్డ్ అమాంగ్ దెమ్ సెల్స్. వాట్ డిడ్ దే టాక్? తప్తః బ్రహ్మచారి దిస్ బ్రహ్మచారి వాట్ డిడ్ హీ డూ? కుశలం నహ పర్యచారి కుశలం మీన్స్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ వెల్ విత్ గ్రేట్ శ్రద్ధ అండ్ కేర్ఫుల్నెస్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ డివోషన్ నహ అజ్ పర్యచారి సర్వ్డ్ అస్ ఇన్ ది రైట్ టైమ్ హీ లిట్ అస్ అప్ అండ్ హీ మెయింటైన్డ్ అస్ ఆల్ విత్ ది ఐడియా దే ఆర్ సేక్రెడ్ ఫైర్స్ నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ థింగ్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మచారి. బట్ నౌ వాట్ డూ వి సీ హిమ్? బికాస్ ది గురు హెడ్ లెఫ్ట్ వితౌట్ టీచింగ్ హిమ్ వితౌట్ గివింగ్ హిమ్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సమావర్తన. తప్తః ఇస్ మెంటల్లీ డిఫరెంట్. తప్త మీన్స్ లిటరల్లీ హీఈస్ కుక్కుడు బరంట్. హంత ఇండీడ్ అహో అస్మై ప్రబ్రవామేతి లెట్ అస్ టీచ్. హిజ్ టీచర్ మైట్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టాట్ హిమ్ బట్ వీ విల్ టీచ్ హిమ్ అస్మై టు దిస్ బ్రహ్మచారి హూ ఈజ్ తప్త బ్రహ్మచారి. అస్ సూన్ అస్ దే డిసైడెడ్ వాట్ ఇట్ దే డో తస్మై హ ఊచుహు అడ్రస్డ్ హిమ్ దే మస్ట్ హావ్ అడ్రస్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ వీ హావ్ సీన్ సో శ్వేత్ వాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సత్యకామా. Every fire was telling, oh Satyakama. But here, same thing must have happened. Oh Upakosala. But the mantra doesn't tell us. Tasmai ha uchuhu. Addressing him, they said, what did they say? Straight away, they started giving prano brahma, kam brahma, kam brahma iti. Three factors. Prana is brahman. Kam brahma, kam brahma. Prana means the individual prana as well as the collective prana. It is nothing but Brahman, Vayu Devata, as we have seen, is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. He is Brahman. Then, what is the next one? Kam. In Vedantic terminology, Kam means Sukham. Any type of objective enjoyment we get, that is called Kam. If we are eating tasty food, smelling a fragrant flower, or a beautiful weather, spring weather, just right, or we are hearing some very sweet music, or in every way tasting, smelling, seeing, we are seeing something very, very pleasant and it gives happiness. And as I mentioned, how do we know? Because happiness means so long as it lasts, we will not be aware of time. That means we will not be aware of our personality. We become one with that happiness. So that objective happiness, collective happiness is called Brahman. And not only that, Kham Brahmeti. Kham. Kham means Akasha. Akasha means space. Space also is Brahman. So Prana is Brahman. Sukham is Brahman. Space is Brahman. English words do not make such meaning. In Vedantic terminology, there is nothing which is not pure consciousness. Individually, we are also part of the pure consciousness or manifestations of a small bit of consciousness. Collectively, the whole external world is collective consciousness. Even that is a little bit. How do we know? Atyatishtat dashangulam sahasra sirsha purushaha sahasraksha sahasrapat sa bhumim vishvato ritva atyatishtat dashangulam. Having manifested as this world, that Brahman, who is called thousand-headed, means as many heads, as many hands, as many legs, as many bodies, as many objects, the entire universe is only not even or just one infinitesimal part of that infinite. Atyatishtati, he transcends far above. So that is called the Brahman. And Kham, Akasha, is often called Brahman. So Kham Brahma, Kham Brahma, Kham Brahma, Kham Brahma, Kham Brahma. If you recollect, in the life of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna had a devotee called Krishna Kishore, and he was a practitioner of his Omkara, and often he used to boast, I am Kham, I am unattached, untouched. What is the characteristic of Akasha? Complete detachment, untouched. Then Sri Ramakrishna is telling, once what happened, he did not pay taxes, so the tax collector came and threatened him, by this time, if you do not pay your taxes, we will take away all your utensils and other things. He was not a rich man, he had very little possessions, but we will take away all those things also. Then Sri Ramakrishna sometimes used to visit this Krishna Kishore, who was a man of great faith in some way, because he was thirsty at one time, and he was in Vrindavan, and he went, some low caste people were drawing water, and Krishna Kishore went and asked, give me some water, I am very thirsty. They said, we are low caste people, we will incur sin if we give water to you. He said, that is fine, you just utter the name of Shiva, and you become pure. Then, I have no objection to drink that water. And they did it, and he drank. He had real faith that by taking God's name, they all became completely pure. But when the tax collector threatened him, he was worried. Sri Ramakrishna, he remembers everything, unfortunately, even the, what is called, not such good things. So he said, you often say, I am come unattached. So let them take away your pans and cooking pot, etc. What does it matter? After all, you are come. Unfortunately, in this Krishna Kishore, though he had the faith, he did not have. Very funny things were there about this Krishna Kishore. Once Sri Ramakrishna went there, he found him that he was eating bread soaked in milk. Then Sri Ramakrishna smiled. He knew everything. He asked, what is this you are doing? He said, I am observing Ekadashi, 11th day. Oh, what do you mean? I am not eating rice and roti. I am just eating this bread soaked. And not how many? Half a bread? One piece of bread? Plenty of pieces of bread. Not only that. He said, I am keeping some soaked in milk. In case I get hungry, then I will be eating. Sri Ramakrishna said, and named it Krishna Kishore Ekadashi. Said, I would like to observe it. And he said, once I observed it, and I ate so much of this bread, that next day I had to really do Ekadashi, because I got indigestion. Anyway, so this is what Kham means Akasha. Akasha is a product. A product is always Karya, an effect. An effect is always limited. It should not be Kham. Therefore, we have to understand in a different way. Here, Kham means Chidakasha, pure consciousness. Dhara Akasha, we have already seen that Dhara Akasha. So, whatever enjoyment we are having, even though unbeknown to us, it is nothing but manifestation of Brahmananda. Only because we are thinking it is coming from outside, we say it is enjoyment. But if it comes from within or as our own nature, that is called Brahmananda. It's a marvelous subject. We will discuss about it in future. So these three fires together, they said, not only prana is Brahma, not only every type of enjoyment is Brahman, but this Chidakasha or Dharakasha is also Brahman. Now you will have to contemplate on that and realize Brahman, whether in Samadhi or outside Samadhi. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.